Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close of Rabobank joining us. We're back with Don in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Cattle producers, mark it down and plan to be there at the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, March 6, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. A total of 550 Angus bulls will sell, 30 Hereford bulls will sell as well. Express Ranches is involved in all the cutting-edge technology that assists in adding value to your bottom line. Check out details of the 2015 Spring Bull Sale at expressranches.com or give Express Ranches a call, 800-664-3977.
We're talking today with Don Close, of course, with Rabobank. And Don, the cattle industry right now is trying to rebuild. The latest cattle inventory report does suggest that we've got some good solid numbers, some good solid growth already. You've suggested some ways that if grass becomes a limiting factor, there are some ways to get around that.
That's absolutely correct. And like everybody else, I think the rate of expansion that we saw for the year 2014 on females was certainly above my expectations, as it was so many others. But if we look at the dire need to increase cow numbers and where that's the weak link of our whole expansion process, and the support that those additional calves could provide for the infrastructure of our feed yards and of our processing plants, okay, what are all the mechanisms that we could use to get that accomplished? That was one take. The other is I went into the ag census and just looked at the reduction in total grazable acres from the 2002 and 2012 census and was surprised to see that was a 31 million acre decline in total pasture acres, about a 6% decline over time. Now, I think this, Ron, I think as long as we were in a situation when cattle numbers were declining faster than acreage numbers, it kind of went under the radar. But now that we're back with an opportunity to see some real sustained growth in the industry, will this become an issue? That's the light I tried to frame it under.
How many more cows would you suggest we really need to have the right, what's the right size beef cow herd nationally?
Okay. That's a great question, and one industry needs to discuss and needs to have a goal established. The number that I used in my study was something on a beef cow number back in the 32 to 34 million head level. I really didn't go into a lot of real detailed economics, but I did go back and look at that beef cow inventory chart, and that's really the numeric level when the last time we kind of saw numbers stabilize and flatten out.
So Don Close says that we may have a problem in having enough acres of pasture out there to really fully rebuild our U.S. beef cow herd. He says one way to overcome fewer pasture acres available might be to keep some of those mama cows in empty feedlot pens, especially in the southern plains. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, February 27th. It's going to be broadcast live this time from the Heritage Place, 2829 South MacArthur Boulevard in Oklahoma City, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll also be broadcast live, as always, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. If you want more information, 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Again, live from the Heritage Place, South MacArthur Boulevard, Oklahoma City, Superior Livestock, February 27th. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.